Welcome to the Successful Farming Daily Podcast for this Thursday, May 9th. I'm your host, Lori Boyer. These quick and informative episodes cover the commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning, just what you need to start your day. This podcast is brought to you by John Deere. Whether you're looking to buy new or simply upgrade your equipment with new technology, see your local John Deere dealer for what's best for your farm. After seeing some decent gains across the board yesterday, corn, wheat, and soybeans all finished lower. Weather is taking a short-term backseat to tomorrow's USDA supply and demand update, with many traders anticipating large new crop ending stock projections for both corn and soybeans. Traditionally, the initial supply and demand figures from the USDA contain little in the way of major changes to the new crop outlook presented at the Outlook Forum in February, with the acreage figures for March being the biggest adjustment. Over the years, the USDA has a track record of overestimating soybean carryout, coming in higher than the final figure 28 out of the last 42 years, while in corn, they have overestimated ending stocks 23 out of the last 42 years. The average miss for corn is a large 600 million bushels, while in beans it's more manageable at 130 million bushels, though many years that kind of spread is the difference between burdensome supplies and demand rationing. Ethanol output fell and inventories dropped to the lowest level this year in the 7 days that ended on May 3rd, according to the Energy Information Administration. Production of the biofuel fell to an average of 965,000 barrels a day. That's down from 987,000 barrels a week earlier. In the Midwest, by far the biggest producer, output dropped to an average of 914,000 barrels a day, down from 930,000 the previous week. Gulf Coast production fell to 22,000 barrels from 25,000 a week earlier, and Rocky Mountain output declined to 8,000 barrels from 11,000. East Coast output was unchanged at 12,000 barrels a day on average, and West Coast production was steady at 9,000 barrels a day. Ethanol inventories in a week through May 3rd dropped to 24.2 million barrels. That's down from 25.48 million a week earlier, and the lowest level since the 7 days that ended on December 29th. In livestock market news, live cattle futures struggled yesterday as the market fundamentals are not painting a bright picture. Some of the optimism for higher cash again this week was waned, with steady money possibly not a potential. The weakness of boxed beef yesterday was not what bullish traders wanted to see, as it raised concerns over demand as we move into the grilling season. Choice boxed beef declined $1.82, select fell $4.09. The packers may reduce slaughter to try to improve their margins. Heavier weights leave more beef supply available to the market, which has substantially reduced the price of beef trim compared to a year ago. This is keeping the market where it is and limiting upside potential. Feeder cattle have been trending lower, eliminating half the grain realized in the second half of April. In weather notes, flash flood warnings and flood watches have been issued in parts of Kentucky and Tennessee, according to the National Weather Service. As much as 6 inches of rain fell in south-central Kentucky overnight, and flash flooding is already occurring. In central Tennessee, from 5 to 7 inches of precipitation have already fallen, and floods will continue in the area. No additional rainfall is forecast for this morning in some areas, while some counties may see another inch. In western Iowa, thunderstorms will likely fire up starting tomorrow and again on Sunday. Storms are possible in northern Iowa and southwestern Minnesota today, though severe weather is not expected, according to the National Weather Service. And weather in other parts of the world remains less than ideal as well. A frost event over the weekend has prompted officials in Russia to declare a state of emergency. The area impacted directly is thought to be around 500,000 acres, resulting in around 1 million metric tons of crop loss. While this is minor in the face of a 90-plus million metric ton crop, worries over another round of freezing temperatures tonight, combined with the impacts of a drought that has developed in southern parts of the country, has some private analysts trimming 10 million metric tons or more of their production expectations. Checking in on the Chicago Board of Trade right now, corn and soybeans are trading lower. The front month soybean meal contract is trading higher. Soybean oil is trading lower. On the wheat, Chicago Board of Trade and Kansas City are lower. The spring wheat is higher. On the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, live cattle and feeder cattle are trading higher. The front month lean hog contract is trading higher. Crude oil is trading higher here this morning. We have gold and silver both trading higher as well. And on Wall Street, the Dow Jones is trading lower. That is the Successful Farming Daily Podcast for this Thursday, May 9th. I'm Lori Boyer. Read more about this and other agriculture news in a Three Big Things article, which can be found on agriculture.com.